You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 469. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another episode with me, your host, Ange. So this week, my heart hurt. Not just a little bit, but a lot. You see, I'm currently on a six-city speaking tour for the month of March, as my third business, the Healing Center of Australia, is the major sponsor. And if I'm honest, it's exciting, it's meaningful, and it's helping grow something I deeply believe in. But there's a part of this that people don't see. The quiet, quiet sacrifices. Because while I'm standing on stages, facilitating conversations, and doing work that I know I'm here to do, my heart deeply misses my kids, Finley and Chloe. With our week on and week off arrangement with their dad, this particular month has meant I've barely seen them. Instead, it's been FaceTime calls, text messages, quick love you check-ins in between flights and sessions. And if I'm really honest, sometimes my heart aches. I want to wrap my arms around them, sit on the couch and hear about their day, or climb into bed with Chloe when we have our nighttime chats. Those small moments, they matter deeply to me. Because as these kids grow older, there are fewer moments because they're off doing their own thing and becoming their own version of themselves. And that's the part that can feel hard. But here's the other side of this, because there's always duality. My kids are also watching. Finley is watching what it looks like for a man to step up and support his partner, seeing Grant show up, hold space, and be present. And Chloe is watching something equally as important. She's seeing that you can be an incredible mother and build something meaningful in the world, that you don't have to choose, but in fact, you can have both. Before we continue with this episode, I want to ask you something. If someone asked you, are you a speaker? What would you say? Now, before you dismiss that, you're already speaking. You're speaking in sales conversations. You're speaking on Zoom calls. You're speaking in rooms where decisions are being made about your business. The real question isn't, are you speaking? But rather, are you still doing the talking without the payoff? That's why I'm excited to share our 2026 gold sponsor for my three-day Women in Business Conference, Jacqueline Brooker, founder of the Business of Speaking. Jacqueline teaches founders how to turn their expertise into bookable assets, paid stages, and speaking-driven revenue streams. This isn't about hype or manifesting a keynote. It's about positioning, structure, and commercial strategy. If you've ever thought, I know my work is powerful, but I'm not landing the right opportunities, this is for you. Jacqueline has gifted my audience her free guide, The Paid Speaker One-Sheet Swipe Files, showing you exactly how to position yourself so event organizers and decision makers see you as worth paying. You can download it now at businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ange. Again, that URL is businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ange. If you're ready to speak like your business depends on it, start here by heading to Jacqueline's URL, businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ange. Now let's get back to the episode. And I think this is something we don't talk about often enough as women in business, the quiet sacrifices behind building something bigger than ourselves. We talk about growth, we talk about revenue, we talk about scaling, but we don't always talk about the moments where your heart feels pulled in two directions, when you're doing the work that you deeply believe in, and at the same time, missing the people you love the most. And that tension, It's real. But here's what I keep coming back to. This season isn't forever. The season of travel, the season of building, the season of expansion, it won't always look like this. But the example we are setting for our children, that, my friend, lasts a lifetime. They are watching how we show up. They are watching what we prioritize. They are watching what we choose to build. And they are learning what is possible for their own lives. So as I head into the final two cities of this 6-city speaking tour, Adelaide and Perth, I remind myself of this. The quiet sacrifices of today are shaping the life that my family and I are building, not just for us, but for them. And if you're a woman listening to this right now, building a business, raising a family, holding a lot, and sometimes feeling that pull in your heart, I want you to know this. Sometimes our heart aches, but it doesn't mean we're doing it wrong. It means that we care deeply. It means we're human, and it means we're holding both love and ambition at the same time. And that is not weak. That is strength. And as I wrap up on this amazing podcast today, where I hope this has hit you guys in a little way to know that you're not alone, I'm going to go get ready for a 2-hour strategy session at my home with an amazing client that is coming over. And then I'm off to the airport to hit up city number 5, Adelaide. I hope you have an amazing day, and I look forward to you joining me for another amazing episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show next week. And of course, if there's anything I can do to support you with your business strategy, either through my mindset, attending my Bali retreat, coming to my 3-day conference, having a VIP day, make sure you head to angelahenderson.com.au to book in a session. But for now, much love. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.